The Great Christmas Knit-Off by Alexandra Brown, read by Gabrielle Glaister.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
In the rhythm of the needles there is music for the soul. Anonymous. Prologue. Hetty Honey picked up a lovely lavender lace weight that a customer had abandoned by the till after pondering for what seemed like an eternity that actually it wasn't the right shade of lavender after all. She then walked across the shop floor of her house of haberdashery to repatriate the ball into its rightful place, a wooden floor-to-ceiling cabinet comprising 24 cubbyholes inset over three shelves crammed with every colour, ply and type of yarn imaginable. Hetty smiled wryly, remembering the programme she had listened to on the radio not so long ago. Knitting. It was all the rage nowadays, and she hoped it would finally catch on in Tyndaledale, her beloved picture postcard village, and Hetty's home for the 83 years of her life to date. She ran the timber-framed, double-fronted shop adjacent to the wisteria-clad roundel of the oast house her father had built before she was even born. Hetty lifted the tray on which sat the last remnants of her afternoon tea, a cheese sandwich, minus the crusts because her teeth weren't as strong as they used to be, plus a pot of tea and a pink iced finger that had only cost 10 pence on account of it being past its best. Kitty, in the tea room up on the high street,